is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The nation celebrated the 76th Republic Day yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafael, Su-30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228, and AN-32 aircraft and Apache and Mi-17 helicopters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps PM Rally at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's NCC PM Rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Uttar Pradesh government has declared no vehicle zone in the Mahakumbh area Prayagraj from today. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Mauni Amavasya on 29 January. The Integrated Control and Command Centre has been activated to monitor crowd density and ensure that no excessive gathering takes place at Sangam Nose. Our correspondent reports that quick response teams have been deployed in high-density areas to handle emergencies. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort for the empowerment and prosperity of farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the importance of modern agricultural techniques and said that technology is being used to address farmers' issues. The minister stressed the implementation of the farm to model to consumer model, whose objective is to enable farmers to directly sell their produce to consumers, reducing the role of intermediaries and ensuring maximum profits for farmers. At least 34 Indian fishermen were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy in two separate incidents yesterday. The officials also seized three trawling boats used for illegal fishing. The fishermen have been arrested for illegal fishing in two separate incidents on January 25th and 26th. The Ramnathpuram Fisheries Department said that the Sri Lankan Navy apprehended three boats owned by Sachin of Rameshwaram, Daniel and Rubildan of Thangchi Madam for violating the international maritime boundary line. In hockey, Odisha Warriors defeated Surma Hockey Club 2-1 in the final of the Women's Hockey Indian League 2024-25 at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Astro Turf Hockey Stadium in Ranchi yesterday. Rituja Datso Pisal, 2056, was the warrior, gave the Warriors the lead in the second quarter before Penny Squibb, 28, equalized for Surma. And that's the end of this news bulletin.